This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
81% of people say peeps remind them of Easter, which kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. And you know that when it comes to peeps, peeps have 32 calories in them. And have you seen the ingredients in peeps?
Sugar.
Honestly, I think that the peep company should be making tires is what they should be doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what they taste like.
Yeah, I want the radials, whatever that means. But I ate a peep, and it was disgusting. Then I had to eat 7 more just to make sure my first thoughts were correct about that peep.
Let me check this out one more time. I mean, but what do you have a go-to flavor? Because now it's like...
Well, they have the Dr. Pepper flavor out there.
That one's good.
I almost bought those last night when I was shopping.
They have the Hawaiian Punch flavored peeps.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, my situation is different than yours. I ate one, and it's awesome. And then the second one is like, oh, my God, this is too much. It's like the first one I can handle, but then you're just saturated with that marshmallow sugar.
Well, like 30 seconds later, you're still like crunching on the sugar and it's getting caught in your teeth and you're...
But if you eat too many of them, I think they need to have like a peep-flavored Pepto-Bismol.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they taste like.
Wait, a peep-flavored Pepto-Bismol or a Pepto-flavored...
It would be pink. A Pepto-Bismol flavored peep.
Okay, what you said. Yeah, I was confused because I'm like, I would eat Pepto-Bismol if it tasted like peep.
Would you eat a hot dog, a wiener on a
peep
bun?
I saw that.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Place, they'll give you a peep bun and put a hot dog in
it. I wouldn't love it because I like ketchup and mustard on my hot dogs, and I don't see that being good on peep.
I would try that.
I probably would.
That might be their next go-to flavor, ketchup and mustard.
Oh, okay. That'll work with a hot dog or chili peeps.
There you go. So how do you like to eat your peeps? They've done some research on this. 88% enjoy peeps straight out of the package. You open it up and eat it right then and there.
If you set it down for a minute, it turns hard.
It does.
I didn't realize there was anything else to do.
Well, some people like to let them get a little stale first before they eat their peeps.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds strange, but they say they like that just a tad stale, not a little crunched to that peep, and then you got that inner softness to it.
I don't mind if they get that way, but I don't go trying to make them that way.
Well, most people agree that the ideal staleness of a peep is one day. Let them sit out for one day.
Out in the open?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just think it's amazing that people have taken the time to find out the exact right time to eat a peep.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot of research. Okay, so most popular way to eat a peep is to...
Put it all in your mouth at once and shoot up.
No. They want to torture their peeps.
Oh, man, they're too messy to do any other way.
They're biting the head off first, decapitating the head of the peep.
Then the sugar goes everywhere.
Nah.
Yeah, you got sprinkles all over the place. I just pop that sucker in and then chew it up. That way it doesn't get anywhere.
Well, 65% of people eat the head first, and then 13% eat the tail first.
Hold on. Hawk's got the wrong statistics. These are for the Easter bunny, chocolate bunny. It sounds like it.
No, it's not, no.
He's wearing his glasses. He can see. Yeah,
I know. It sounds like the ears on the bunny and then the tail on the bunny.
And that's we can do some research on that, too, if you want to.
No.
16% take small bites all over the body of the peep. So they're torturing their peeps when they're eating their peeps, except for Tom. He's going to do it the sanitary way. Well, I guess not sanitary, but...
It's just not messy.
Well, yeah. It's the best way to do it. It's kind of like taking the gun and shooting. Shooting the animal, you know, completely dead.
Before How do we go from peeps to shooting animals?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, peeps kind of like a little duck.
Okay. Yeah.
This has turned morbid rather
yes,
quickly.
Yes, okay.
So, anyway, you like to eat the whole thing, Cato?
I do not eat peeps.
Okay.
I don't like them.
I'm not a big fan.
Give me a receipt.
Didn't you try the Dr. Pepper ones?
I've tried them.
Yeah.
You didn't like them? I just don't like them.
Well, here's some fun facts about peeps. You can make one at home by rolling your crock in sugar.
Your what?
Your crock in sugar.
Oh, the shoe.
Yeah, the shoe. Also, they only come out once a year. That's because that's how long it takes for you to digest a peep. It's once a year. And then they're one of the few things that millennials won't eat with an avocado. Is a peep.
I wonder if it didn't digest, would you just have like a peep come out the backside? Like,
could you imagine that?
A little peep show.
Peekaboo.
Yeah. And then you have like a little duck floating around in your toilet bowl.
Yeah, I mean, pick up ducks.
Okay.
That's funny. Well, a lot of kids don't care for the peeps. They rather have a chocolate bunny instead. So,
yes.
You know what? We might need to adopt a peep this year. Listen up.
This year, when your child looks at their basket of candy and says,
"Gross, I hate peeps."
Now you can do something about it. Introducing Adopt a Peep, your chance to provide a loving home for a candy that would otherwise decompose in a landfill. Assuming peeps can decompose. With Adopt a Peep, you're not just saving a life, you're adding a constant companion. Adopt a Peep, because everything deserves a loving home. Even the sugar-coated sole of your Hoka running shoe.
Wow.
Happy Easter.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Stacey Bartow is hanging out with us, and for Tori, who's on maternity leave.
Yes, hello, good morning.
And sunshine for us today, high of 82.
Well, Stacey, thank you.
I'm glad you're in here. You're going to have to do something you may have not done before.
Torture Tuesday.
But we have a special thing that we do on the show. It's not Tuesday.
Well.
But it's called Nerd News, and the theme song for that is sung by everyone in the studio.
Yes. Okay.
So if you can participate along.
Just follow along. Cato and I kind of are the lead singers.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm a little nasally. This pollen's got me this time.
It's okay. It's all right. Here we go.
Three, two,
that's some nerd news.
Nerd news. Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, she didn't even sing. Okay,
let's give her another chance.
Okay, ready?
Nerd news with Tom.
Yeah. Okay, very nice.
She spiced it up.
All right, we're going to learn something nerdy today.
Okay, nerd news. Did we just find aliens? Of course, scientists have been looking for life throughout the universe to see if we are the only life in the universe, and they think they found a planet that could have life on it.
Huh.
It's 124 light years away. It's called K2-18b. Catchy name.
Yeah.
They think it is an ocean planet, no land, just water. And it's giving off two chemical signatures for dimethyl sulfide and dimethyl disulfide that on Earth are only given off by living animals.
Oh,
so
okay.
They believe that there is life on this other planet.
Hmm.
Now I know why it's called nerd news.
Because
I'm thinking in my head, golly, this is nerdy.
Well, everyone knew that, but thank you for sharing it so clearly.
It's my first time.
You know what? I saw a meme with aliens in it, and it's got like a dog sniffing an alien's bottom right there, and it says, and then the aliens, they go back to their ship and start talking. It says, wait, you visited Earth, and you're the one who was probed? Because the dog sniffed at its bottom, alien's
dumb
bottom.
Dumb news will come up later.
Oh, dumb news. Dumb news with Hawk. Yeah.
All right. They didn't just find trace amounts of it. They found a lot, and they believe the ocean there is teeming with life. That is actually pretty impressive because nowhere else have we found any signs of life yet, really, in
and
the
this
universe.
Is allegedly, right?
Well, it's scientifically likely, but it's not 100%. They're not saying it's aliens. They're saying it's like, you know, bacterial life in the ocean or algae or something.
They are building a stage somewhere in like Area 52 to throw people off, not Area 51, so they can film that one just like they did the moonwalk.
Yeah. They have no reason to film this.
This is the Colorado River they've been probing.
My nerd news is not always appreciated by the plebs.
No, he's just a conspiracy theorist. Kato.
Here's the thing. It makes you look really smart because you can pronounce the words. I mean, when you got to whatever it is, I was just like, I'm out. Okay. I'm out.
All right. Well, this might scare you a little. Robot news. Thailand has debuted their first real-life RoboCop. It is humanoid, looks kind of human-like, and it's got a 360-degree camera in its head.
Wow, it's very intimidating.
It's intimidating. Yeah. It even has a uniform, but it's basically, it does not have a gun yet,
okay.
But the key word being yet there. So it's called Cyborg 10.
And then in a couple of years, it will have guns, and it'll be like those women in Austin Powers. That shoot the guns.
Like I said, this is not always appreciated by the masses.
For everyone, we're laughing. Hawk put his hands up by his chest and bing, bing, bing,
well,
bing.
Well, that's how they shot.
Well, they had bikinis on.
They had bikinis on, yeah.
In animal news, scientists in Argentina are working on genetically modified super horses. Not real sure what they're going to do with them. But they're trying to make these horses that are able, I guess, to carry more and lift more and even run faster so that they could use them, I guess, to cheat on races.
No, they couldn't do that.
But I don't know what else they could do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety drugs are getting into our rivers and making salmon take more risk than they normally would. They don't have the natural attitude of, oh, I want to be cautious here. So they're getting eaten by bears more and taking more risk, which is affecting their numbers. Because of their Xanax is getting into the streams.
Oh, wow.
What are they, dancing upstream instead of swimming? They're doing a somersault.
Yeah.
It's like, salmon.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, in radio news, they found that some people's brains are wired to connect with music on a different level than the rest of us.
I can see that.
They say if music makes you cry or gives you goosebumps, you're probably one of those people. It's a little over 50% genetics, and the other 46% is how you were raised. So if you played an instrument, grow up listening to music with your family, it's more likely to happen to you. But at least half or a little more than half of it is genetics, so you may have inherited this.
I cringe sometimes when I hear some from songs.
I was going to say, or it's just depression. Well, if you're crying at a song?
If you're crying, I mean, some songs, though, like, you know, you just played the thing about adopting peeps, and it had the song from Sarah McLachlan.
The arms of an angel. That makes everybody cry, though.
Exactly.
Oh, that
what
is
I'm saying.
Annoying now. Yeah.
Because you think of sad puppies that are abused. I know. And
but that song is just, it's depressing, and it makes people feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, song sucks, but yeah. It's
well, you know, I know people that just hate music. They don't like music at all. I'm like, it's just built end because we all must love music. That's why we do what we do.
That's what parents tell you as a kid. Turn that noise off.
Yeah.
That's
they
just
don't
noise.
Like the songs.
Well,
I love it.
I feel like today was probably one of the worst receptions I've ever gotten to Nerd News. It's not your fault, Stacey. They were just particularly bad.
No, I think it is my fault, and you're just trying to make me feel better. And that's okay.
I do it every time. I don't know why this is the worst.
You get ready. Nerd News with Tom. Yeah. I'm sorry she brought us all down today.
I don't think it was her.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Thinking about Easter, we're going to dress it up, head to church. A lot of people get excited because they go buy a new little, especially for the kids, new dress, little Easter dress, or new little suit for the tykes out there. But I'm going to play a little game this morning. Can I wear this to church?
I play that game every Sunday.
Can I ask your wife, can I wear this to church?
I'm like, yeah. She's like, sandals and socks.
I've seen they wear pretty much anything these days.
They do. It's a lot of relaxed rules now when it comes to heading to church.
I'm ready to go to church right now.
There you go.
You ain't going to heaven.
Okay. Now, see, that's judgmental.
You know
what, though? I was raised to respect church.
Okay.
And so anytime I ever went, I remember one time I wore jeans for, like, the church dinner.
Okay.
And I'd even dress up for that, like khakis and a collared shirt. But you're supposed to respect it. Now, everybody can afford new clothes.
But honestly, it's not that you're not
respecting. Don't judge me. I'm judging them.
It's like if they've loosened up the rules, it's okay.
I just can't watch a preacher in skinny jeans preach.
Okay, well, the preacher is a little bit different.
Yeah,
I think sometimes, you know, at least have a collared shirt on.
I think maybe everyone finally realized the come as you are is true. Maybe?
Yeah, okay, that's what, there's songs about that, like Jesus wants you to just come as you are. You don't have to go to the gym and get all your life straight before you come to him, just come to him now.
Yeah, Jesus down, I dropped my baby Jesus, hold on.
Walmart has the same rule too, come as you are, just get out of bed, come on
that's
over.
That's true. Okay.
I do think that there is a dress code, Hawk, that you're going to talk about. I feel like the dress code should be, it has to be better than what you would wear to Walmart.
I agree, you can't do pajamas. Pajamas are not a thing to wear at to church.
No exposed thongs. There's some of that stuff they wear to Walmart.
Those half shirts where it shows the muffin top.
Right.
And your tramp tattoo.
Okay.
He's in a mood this
week. You guys
shop
at Walmart a lot, don't you?
Yeah. Okay, so can you wear Crocs to church?
Yes.
Yeah, I say that's okay to wear the Crocs at church.
I think for kids, I think as an adult, maybe you could step it up a notch.
Whoa. If you dress it up with Crocs and socks, it's okay.
But it's got to be the dark church socks, though.
Okay.
Crocs does make high heels for women.
I know. Okay.
Flip-flops. Can you wear those to church?
No.
Okay. How about the Jesus sandals? Because sandals are the same thing, kind of that the...
They're different when they're made of rubber and go flip, 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 flip.
If you wear flip-flops, you have to walk to the beat of the song during the choir.
That's true. Yeah, okay.
Or, like, be a little background.
If you're late and you're trying to sneak in, you got to flip-flop to the beat of the choir.
I get where Cato's coming from with the respects and all that.
Yeah.
And I, if you are truly, honestly, one of those people who just does not have anything else, I think God is totally cool with that.
But I think
when you're just being lazy and not even trying,
and your shirt says Megadeth,
band, it's like maybe you should at least give a little thought to
it. Well, they said that band logo t-shirts.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Can you
what
wear
if
those?
It's a Christian band?
That's fine. Yeah, You know, I'm much more relaxed than Tom with that.
I think so. Mm. I've actually thought the opposite. I thought you would be the one that says, Tom, hey, just come to church. You're in church. That's good.
I thought
Hawk would be the one that'd be like, you need to dress it up.
No, because I unlike the brawny man every Sunday.
You wear the same thing you wear in here?
A lot of times.
You're not going to heaven.
Okay. How about a football jersey? Is that okay?
I mean, at this
on
point,
Super Bowl Sunday, yeah.
What?
Am I going to get in trouble
for
that?
No, you can say. You can
You're
say
allowed
that.
To say. You just can't have a promotion or a contest around.
Yeah, you can say Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Or like you know,
I've got the dump button. I could have dropped it out if it was a violation.
Yeah, the dump button.
That basically gets us out of trouble if we have a curse word.
That's something you shouldn't say.
And quite frankly, you know, I thought that was a different button. Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be back in a minute. Can you push that button in about 12 seconds? All right, here. Can you wear it to church? Ripped jeans.
Ooh.
I mean, ripped jeans are considered in style.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
Okay.
Oh, so that's interesting that you draw the line at ripped jeans, but you're giving me a hard time because I think people should just try a little.
Well, I think they do make jeans without holes in them.
Well, sure. So. They make a lot of nicer clothes, but I mean, people just sometimes don't care to try.
If it's a Sunday morning service, I don't think you should wear jeans.
Okay.
Oh, boy, I'm in trouble there.
I know, me too.
Me too. How about sweatpants?
See y'all in hell.
Can you wear honestly,
wow, kiddo. Kiddo.
I'm kidding. I'm just picking on
I mean, honestly, we're going to church.
You're right.
That's very judgmental. Sweatpants. Can you wear those to church?
Well, at this point, you can wear anything. You've kind of established that.
Well, I'm just saying, what's your thoughts?
I was just going to say, like with Tom, if you're in church, you're in church, and that's good.
Yeah. How about
Kato, do you want to come to church with me on Sunday?
I don't believe that.
How about yoga pants?
No.
That ain't good.
Or unless you wear a really long shirt
long shirt for that. Okay. How about a hoodie? Can you wear that to church?
Of course.
Well, you want to take the hoodie part down, though.
Liam.
Because
I mean, a lot of this, too. The kids wear a lot of these things.
Well, sure. I'm guessing you can't wear jorts to church.
What? Jorts.
Jean shorts.
I mean, I guess they're attractive. Well,
they're jean shorts. I'm talking about the...
I'll find out this summer, I guess. I don't know.
Take a selfie next to the bullpen.
Okay, finally, can you wear a Hawaiian shirt to church?
Why wouldn't you be able to?
Aloha.
Actually, I think that's okay.
Super tacky, but okay.
But you know what? Wear anything you want, just give to the church. Put in the offering plate. Help them out.
Oh, how much are you giving?
Yeah.
I give when I go.
Well,
I do go every once in a while, but, you know, I pray.
You know what, though? If the offering plate comes around and you're wearing that Hawaiian shirt and the offering guy says, hey, you need $5 to go buy you a new shirt. Just take it out of the offering. All right, have fun. Dress it up however you want to. Just go to church Easter.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.